Tina Cook back with us. She was here a couple months ago. Owns Divinity Divine Design Studio, 1606 West Ganson. And very high profile the past couple weeks for salons, spas, hair cutting, hair styling. Tina, it's been pretty interesting to follow, hasn't it?
It sure has. You know, in some ways, I really do celebrate those who have taken a stand, because I really feel like in the beginning, we didn't have anybody representing our voice in government. No communication from our Board of Cosmetology initially, nothing really being addressed specifically for our industry. And so, you know, for those pioneers like the Owasso barber and the salon owner in Holland to draw some attention and at least start the conversation that we're frustrated. We want a voice. We want to know what's going on. We want to have some kind of idea what it's going to look like for us to return to work. So, you know, as much as it's been interesting to see, it's kind of nice to at least get the conversation started.
Do you have any idea how you're going to come back, Tina?
Well, you know, we've been with my team, we've been really kind of going over lots of scenarios. It's kind of nice to be able to see other states that have opened and kind of the guidelines and restrictions that they have put in place to kind of give us kind of benchmarks to what we need to look at. We're definitely going over some different protocols. You know, it's kind of like our industry has gotten a reset and we've hit the reset button and now we're we have got a whole new set of rules that we have to abide by. And it, in some ways it's scary, but in some ways, you know, we just, it's always, you know, it's always good to reevaluate and kind of move forward and see what is going to be the new normal.
Yeah, it's hard. Obviously, you don't have a list of protocols yet. Like you said, you have not had maybe the representation you deserve.
Yeah, absolutely. I reached out initially to the Board of Cosmetology with no response. And until I reached out to both my senator and my congressman, finally I got a response from the board saying that, well, we did send out emails, but maybe we didn't have your email. And I thought, okay, well, that seems like somebody dropped the ball somewhere. But at least the conversation started now. Uh-huh. We're definitely looking at what things need to be in place and maybe looking at things that we're going to be doing in 30 days and in 60 days and in 90 days, what things are going to look like. So, but without having direction and guidance, it's kind of hard to plan.
How have your customers reacted?
Honestly, they've been really great. I've tried to stay in communication with them mostly through social media. My personal clients, I do have an email database that I've communicated a couple different times with them. I also created a survey and put out on our Facebook and sent it personally to all my clients to just kind of see what their expectations are going to be upon our return. And, you know, they're scared. They're excited to come back, but they're scared. And obviously, you know, we need to kind of reevaluate things that are going to happen. And we want to know what their expectations are. They're going to have higher expectations and things are going to be different. It may be difficult, but, you know, they've been great. They're getting impatient. I'm getting more texts on, oh my gosh, you should see my hair right now. It's crazy, but they're trying to be patient and I'm trying to, you know, help them along as best I can, but it's scary.
Yeah. And you certainly have patients that run the gamut. It's not that they're young or old, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like it's everyone. I mean, everybody is excited to get back in and get their hair done, but they're nervous about what it's going to look like. And, you know, it's going to be different. I personally, what I've been reading is about 40% capacity of what salons that have reopened are able to accommodate. Uh-huh. You know, because you're going to have restrictions on number of people in the building and how many people you can see in a day and, you know, trying to keep space and time frames, you know, from overlapping. So, you know, we're going to have to ask for their continued patience even once we do open, because I feel like it's going to be, you know, a flood of everybody wanting to get in, and that's just not going to be feasible because of the time restraints and the restrictions that we're going to have.
And you probably have the biggest team of employees of anybody around here.
For sure. We have a staff of 28. I've got a mix of both independent contractors that rent space from me and employees, which makes it a little more difficult on my half. But I have 4,500 square feet. So I really hope that the restrictions aren't just a number of bodies, because at any given time I could have 12 to 14 people working just as workers, not including staff or not including clients, you know. So, yeah, that's what I'm apprehensive about, is like, what is that going to look like? And I do have, fortunately, the space to be able to have the 6 feet between each station. We are talking about putting partitions and some kind of dividers up even though there is 6 feet, just to add that extra layer of security.
Mm-hmm.
Making accommodations like having guests wait in their car and not be able to actually come in the building until their stylist is ready, and doing those checkpoint procedures, maybe taking temperatures and asking those questions and pre-screening appointments even before booking them, to make sure that they haven't been exposed and that they're, if they've been around somebody that's tested positive. So these are all things that we're definitely going over and trying to figure out what is going to help or be helpful for us and be in place once we do get the go-ahead to open up.
So are you hoping for next month then?
I just saw a clip yesterday that a news person actually asked Governor Whitmer, and she said absolutely very unlikely that we would open next week. So honestly, I believe salons are in phase five, the way she's described our six-phase plan. So I'm guessing mid to end of June is probably going to be our best-case scenario at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Tina Cook with us from Divinity Design Studio. If somebody has a question, can they call you, Tina?
Absolutely. Probably best to message us on Facebook. We do have our phone system just picking up on Night Ring. I do check the messages often, but Facebook is always a great place. If you go to Divinity Design Studio, message us on Facebook. I will get back with you right away. We are doing curbside pickups for products, so if anybody's running out of products or running low, we absolutely will accommodate you. I've even done some deliveries if necessary. But yeah, absolutely. If there's questions, we definitely are here to help you with the process as best we can.
Tina, I appreciate the info. Good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate the time, Greg.
Yep. Take care.